Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, we bless you today. You're an amazing God. You're awesome. You are faithful, oh God. And Lord, you said who can know their error? So we ask you to forgive us, oh God, for every error, every transgression, every sin that we have committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thanking you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing on your people's behalf all over the world. We thank you, Lord God, for those people in Ukraine. Move every mountain, every Goliath spirit from them, oh God. Protect them from seen and unseen dangers. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you thanks, oh God. You are awesome and mighty. You are holy. Be lifted up, King of kings, Lord of lords. We bless your name today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're so grateful, Lord God, that we can hear your voice and that we can hear you clear, oh God. Another voice we refuse to hear and obey. We are grateful, Lord God, for all that you've done for us over this year, 2022, because you have done amazing things. We're so grateful, Lord, that we could call upon your mighty name in the mighty name of Jesus. We're so grateful that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are leading us in a plain path in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, when we follow you, you lead us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Help us, Lord, to remember, oh, God, to call upon you morning, noon, and night. You don't forget us. You don't leave us. You don't forsake us. And we are so grateful that we could call upon your mighty name, your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for, ordering our steps on a daily basis. Because, Father, we don't know the way to go. We know you as a way maker. And we're so grateful that you make a way where there's seemingly no way. Many times, Lord God, we are struggling. But you, when we cast our cares upon you, you take care of everything for us. We don't have to struggle no more. We don't have to worry no more. We don't have to, oh God, rob Peter to pay Paul, because you give everything that we need. You give it freely. Oh God, we honor your presence today, and we say hallelujah, hallelujah to the Most High God. We are grateful that we could call upon your mighty name. We are grateful that we could call upon your holy name. You are the shepherd that we need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you are leading us, guiding us in the way that we should go. Lord, we ask you, oh, God, as you are in Ukraine, to lead them. Oh, God, guide them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are thanking you, Lord God, that we can call upon you, that you didn't just drop us off on the earth and leave us. No, your word says you will never leave us, you will never forsake us. And your promises are yea and amen. So we are grateful to you today that we can say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Lord, as you order our steps, I thank you that you are leading us in a plain path. Because, Lord, sometimes we are blind spiritually and we don't know the way to go. But we thank you for ordering our steps. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are whole and we are.
Find my path in your
Welcome, 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 welcome. We thank God for each of you coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We are grateful for the Lord because he orders the steps of a good person. And I think that I thank the Lord that he orders your steps in this direction. He knows what he's doing. He don't ever make a mistake. The Lord is not unto those. All of us, yes, especially those that have a broken heart. He's close to us. He loves us. He won't leave us. No. Sometimes we think we're all alone, but we are not alone. I don't care what it looks like, what it seems like. God is with us. He refuses to leave us. He put us down here on the earth, but you know, he has a plan. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is awesome in all, not some, but all his ways. He is awesome. He is awesome. He is powerful. He is mighty. You know he's mighty, and he's almighty. Now you think David was a bad man. Oh, yeah, David killed a giant that was way up over his head. He was a child. But you know what? Our God is awesome. God is the one that leads, you know, his people. He was leading David as to what to do. So I thank God that, you know, God knows what he's doing now. Like I told you, he don't make no mistakes. We say, God, well, what you doing? Lord, why the wars? Lord, why the violence? Lord, why the crime? He knows. He knows. He knows. So I thank God for what he's doing in all of us, because without God, we would be lost. We wouldn't know up from down, right from left. We wouldn't know north from south, east from west. We wouldn't know what to do or where to go. So I'm grateful for all of you all coming on today. It's praise and worship time, but right now we're going to read a scripture right before that. You know that we've been in Proverbs chapter 20 and 21. So right now I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. It says, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord have made both of them, even both of them. Now you know we serve an awesome God. He's mighty, he's holy, he's righteous. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. And you know what? He made kings. He made the president, in case you didn't know it. He made he made president of every nation. Our God is an awesome God. He's a mighty king. Mighty is our God. Holy is our God. Righteous is our God. Well, it's praise time. We have Sister Glory Jean on with us. She is from Marrero, Louisiana. And she's going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord. We have a guest singer today, too. So I thank God for each of you. I'm going to ask you all if you can put your phone on mute until it's your turn to sing a prayer. Right now, we're calling Minister Glory Dean, Sister Glory Dean from Marrero, Louisiana. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good afternoon to everybody else. I'm doing pretty good today. Thank God for that. Praise God. Well, I'm going to go on and sing this song. Hallelujah. My peace, he has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He is my peace. He is my peace. He has broken down every wall. He is my peace. He is my peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. Is your peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cared for you. He is your peace. He is your peace. Cast all your cares on him, for he cared for you. He is your peace. He is your peace. So cast your cares on him, for he cared for you. Oh, he is your peace. He is your peace. He is your peace. He has broken down every wall. He is your peace. He is your peace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I thank God for you, Minister Glory Jean, Charlo from Marrero, Louisiana. Beautiful song. Cast all our cares upon God. He is our peace. So I thank you so much. In the name
Praise
of
God.
Jesus. Hey, well, now we have another sister from Jackson, Mississippi, Sister Lanny McBride. We thank God for her. Thank God for these mighty women of God. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
I'm fine, Sister G and class. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I don't possess house in the land, fine clothes of jewelry, oh, sorrows and cares in this old world. My love seems to be, oh Lord, but I have a Christ all in my life. This makes me happy. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Christ is all. He's all we need. Yeah, that's what we need. Christ is all.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Sister Lanny from Jackson, Mississippi.
Amen.
I thank God we can cast all our cares upon him because he cares for us. So we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Right now, we're going to do some prayer. I did not forget about you, Sister Gail. Just hang on.
Yes, ma'am.
So we got... I'm going to ask people to pray. Sister Glory Dean, could you pray against violent crimes against people of color and the elderly?
Hello?
Sister Glory Dean, you there?
People of color, yeah. Yeah, I was on mute. Okay, people of
people
color.
People of color and the elderly. People of color and the elderly.
Right.
Okay.
Praise God. Father God, we just come boldly to your throne of grace and mercy. Just ask you, first of all, God, to forgive us of all of our sins, God, as we forgive all others, God, that's come against us in some way, God. We repent and we forgive, Father. And right now, Father, oh, my God, there's so much going on in the world today, God. But we want to pray for the violence, the crime, Father. So much crime, Father, in the cities. So much crime in the countries. You know what? We know what's going on in our country, God. God, we just come against the crime, come against the guns. We come against the others, God, the young folk, buying guns, shooting, killing one another. We bind it up. We come against it. We put the blood of Jesus right now all over the land, Father God. All over the land, God, we put your blood. Oh, God, he said, be exalted above the heavens. And God, he said, let your glory be above all the earth, Father. Let all your glory be above the earth, Father. We thank you, God, your glory is going to come through all of this. Everything that's going on, Father, your glory is going to come through it, Father, in the name of Jesus. As we continue to pray, when we all get together in prayer all over, so we know it's working, because we do know, Father God, in Jesus' name, you got exalted, God, and your glory is going to be upon all this earth, God, against this crime and against the color, God, black and white coming together, Father. We come against all of that, God, that the devil is trying to keep between people. We are created by God. There is no difference in us. We all one in Christ Jesus, and he loves all of us the same way, because we were created by him. He's a creator, and he created all of us. We're the same. He gave us hearing. He gave us ears. He gave us love. He gave us love that we can love one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We receive that love. We receive that love all over the world today, God. And Father God, we so love you, God. Take care of the elderly today, God. Take care of the elderly today, God. Please take care of the elderly, God. All of us, God, just preserve us from all evil, God. Preserve our souls, God. Preserve our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just lift up all these graduations right now, God, because just yesterday, the grandmother, Father, great-grandmother, she was at the graduation of her grandson, God, and what happened, they started shooting, and she went out to check her car, and she got the shot, and she died, that shot. She shot, one of those bullets hit her, and she died. Father God, we come against all this crime. We come against these guns, God. We pray that they're going to do something about it, God, and that the men will come together, Father. Father, not hating one another. The ones that's in charge that can do all these things, legislation, everything, that you come together in one accord and do something about this gun control. Father, we just want to thank you. We give you glory, Father, and we thank you by the penetration that's coming forward in this United States today that we know about. We come against them. We bring them all together, and we come against the crime. We come against shooting in these in all of these graduations. We bind it all up in the name of Jesus. We lose peace. Peace be still within every graduation that's coming up. Peace be still. Peace be still within all these graduations and devil. We demand and command you to be the God away from each and every one of them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Well, we have Sister Bella on with us today. Sister Bella, are you able to pray right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you pray and sever the spirit of surprise, violent attacks against our children? Surprise, violent attacks. Pray against those, against our children.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this day, the day you made. We will rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for letting us come together, oh, God, to lift up our children, oh, God. Oh, God, to keep them from danger seen and unseen, oh, God, from violent crimes being committed against them, oh, God. Lord, we ask them that you watch them, oh, God. Watch over them day and night, Lord. Preserve them from danger seen and unseen, Lord. For we know that you are everywhere at the same time, oh, God. And we tell you thank you, Lord. We cancel the assignment of the enemy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that will try to destroy our kids and take them out, oh, God, before their time, oh, God. Lord, we know that you love them, oh, God, that you have plans that you have towards them, the thoughts you think towards our children of good and not of evil, to give them a hope in the future, Lord. Let them have long life, oh, God, prosperity, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we ask, and oh, God, that you watch over them, oh, God, as they're traveling, as they're out for the summer, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they'll be involved in healthy things in the summer, oh, God, healthy camps, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them, those that are able to work, oh, God, let them find jobs, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to keep them active out of the streets, oh God, but to keep them in healthy environments, in church camps and vocational Bible studies and over the summer, oh God. Just keep them surrounded in love, oh God, and protection, oh God. So Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we cancel the assignment of the enemy that will try to kill and to steal our kids, oh God. But you came that they may have life, eternal life, and abundant life, oh God. And we claim abundant life, we claim prosperity in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bella. Sister Mary Nichols, can you pray for protection for families all over the world? Sister Mary, is your phone on mute? Hello? All right, her phone may be on mute. Can't hear us. But we can't hear her. All right. We're going to come back to that prayer request in a few minutes. But we're going to move on to scripture search. Okay. Bible's out. All the phones are unmuted. You need your Bibles out. Sister Mary, you there yet? Okay. All right. So the first question is true or false? True or false? Okay. The Bible has 68 books total. The Bible has 68 books total. You know how we do it? We state your name and the answer. Go ahead.
66 Bible. False.
Okay, right, it's false. And how many are there?
66,
thank you. All right, someone else, who could tell me the first book in the Bible and in the whole Bible and the last book in the Bible? First book in the Bible and the last book. What's your name to tell us?
Mary. First book is Genesis. And the
last book is Revelation. Okay, good. I'm glad you got off mute. At the end of this, I'm going to let you pray for that target. I want you to pray for Sister Mary, okay?
Okay, I actually didn't hear it. So, anyway, yes, I'll pray.
Okay, I'll call you if you can finish this.
All right.
Which book in the Bible has the most chapters? Which book in the Bible has the most chapters?
Oh.
State your name and give us the answer.
Mary.
Okay.
Psalms. Psalm 119.
Hmm? No. The book. The book is correct.
Psalms. Oh, the book. Psalms. Okay.
Yes.
Psalms.
Uh-huh. Psalms. It has 150 chapters. Very good. It has 150 chapters in that book. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Which book has the longest chapter, Sister Mary?
Psalm 119.
Yes. And how many verses does it have, Sister Mary?
119.
All right, yeah, you're right, Psalm 119. But somebody look it up and tell me, how many verses does 119 of Psalms have? How many verses? State your name when you find it and tell us how many verses does 119 have? Psalms 119.
This is Sister Bella. It has 176 verses.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Bella. All right. Next question. From the books of the law, this verse can be found in what book, chapter, and verse? So listen to the scripture. Tell me where it's found. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Where is that scripture found? Chapter verse. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. What? Sorry, were you talking to me? I couldn't hear you. What'd you say? All right. This is a book of the law. What book, chapter, and verse says, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Which one? State your name and tell me the book and verse, chapter and verse. Use your cell phone, your internet, your whatever. Computer, find the answer. Sister Mary, you laughing. You found it? And you just not telling us? You keep it a secret.
Okay.
Somebody got some noise in the background. Would you mute your phone, please? Hello? If you got noise in the background, mute your phone, please. Thank you. All right. Anybody find that scripture? But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Hello? Somebody find it. Search it out. Still got somebody talking in the background. You can mute your phone, please. But I say unto you, come on, y'all, type it in your email, in your internet or in your phone or Google it. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. What is that? Where is that found? Hello? Nobody found it? Y'all, are y'all just sitting there waiting for somebody else to find it? Come on, y'all, work. All right, we got about another about 5 seconds to find that scripture. But I say it to you. Okay, Sister Mary, go ahead.
Okay. Matthew 11:24. But
Matthew.
I tell you that it will be more tolerable for Sodom on the day judgment.
Where'd you say Matthew what?
Matthew 11:24.
All right. Okay, and somebody's making a noise while we're talking. It's also found in Luke 10:12. Luke 10:12. Okay. So we're moving right along. Thank you, Sister Mary. The last one in this section, from the books of poetry, this scripture says, and further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Give me the book, chapter, and verse. And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Where is that? Come on, y'all, help Sister Mary. I know she's searching it. Come on, y'all. Glory Dean.
Oh, but
come on, y'all. Find
I didn't get the question. I didn't get the question.
And
so
further by these, my son, be admonished of making many books, there is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Come on, somebody, anybody,
yes.
Everybody, find the scripture.
Hello,
yes?
Proverbs.
Yes.
Hey, this is Minister Eloise. Miss Eloise, I have it at Ecclesiastes 12:12. Yeah.
Amen. That's it. Very good. Thank you, Miss Eloise. Appreciate you. All right. So, Sister Mary.
Yes.
I called on you to pray earlier for protection for families all over the world. If you can do that now, pray for protection for families all over the world. I appreciate it. Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for all that you do. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of family as one way that you have put into our world a method, a system for learning about you and serving you, and that is the family. Lord, we just pray for protection over all of the families of the world, because since it is your system, your desire, your plan to create families, children, parents, that is why the family is being attacked. We understand that, Lord. So we're just begging you for protection, for the health, the well-being, the mental well-being, the provision, the lives, the joy that is planned by you for families. And we just ask you, Lord, to protect all families, protect their environment, and the things that are coming against the family in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. We appreciate you. Now, I need some scripture readers. The first scripture is Matthew 13:16. State your name and let me know. Write it down, please. Don't try to memorize it in your head. Write the scriptures down. And Matthew 13:16. Who's going to read that one for me? Not right now, but just in a few minutes. I'll call on you when I need it read.
Sister Laney, I'll read it. Matthew 13:16, you say?
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next scripture, Proverbs 18:15. I need a reader. Proverbs 18:15.
15:15.
All right, Sister Mary, go ahead. Thank you. Okay, Gloria Jean, you want the next one? Psalms 37:4. Psalms 37:4. Glory Dean.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. I need someone else. This one is Matthew 6:33. Who want to volunteer for that one?
I'll get it.
I will.
Thank you, Sister Talana. All right. The last scripture I need read is Psalm 20, verse 4. Who wants to read that one for me? Psalm 20, verse 4. I don't know your name.
Gail.
Oh, thank you, Gail. You got to speak a little bit louder, Sister Gail. Okay.
Okay. It's,
all right.
It's Psalm 20, what?
20, verse 4.
Oh, 4. Okay, yes, ma'am.
All right, I'll let you know when I need it read. All right, I'm going to try to turn the phone up because you all seem to have trouble hearing me. Okay. Right now, if you could mute your phone until it's time for you to read, I appreciate it. All right. So our message for today is called, the title, The Hearing of the Ear and the Seeing Eye, the Lord made them both. Proverbs 20, verse 12. The Lord made them both. So, you know, many times we take our seeing and our hearing for granted. But God gave them to us as a gift. So now I'm going to call on Sister Gail Lindsay from Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing a song for us, In the Garden. Go ahead, Sister Gail.
Okay. Oh, God. Wait a minute, y'all. I got to start it over again. Okay, there it is. I come to the garden alone, where the dew is still on the roses, and the voice falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we carry there, none other has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hiss and sing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart. ringing, and he walked with me, and he talked with me, and he tells me I am his own. And a voice as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah. We're in the garden, you know, with the Lord. He speaks to us. He talks to us. But we got to listen. We got to listen. So when we go to the garden, that could be your secret place where you go and you're listening to God. Remember to put your phones on mute now. Put your phones on mute. Thank you. All right. So when you're listening to God, you go in your secret place and you listen to what God is saying to you. And you know what? Sometimes I write it down just in case I forget. I'm like, oh, my God, God spoke to me yesterday. And what did he say? Write it down. So the title, The Hearing of the Ear and the Seeing of the Eye, the Lord has made them both. Thank you so much, Sister Gail Lindsay from Jacksonville, Florida, for that song, In the Garden. We come to the garden alone. And, you know, that tells us something. A lot of times we need to come alone. We don't just come with the body of Christ or with many people. We come by ourselves so he can speak to us. You know, Adam used to be in the garden and God went to him and talked to him in that secret place. They met with him every day, Adam and Eve. But sometimes we got to go alone. So God attunes our ears to hear his voice. He's the one who allows us to hear his voice. It's nothing we do. It's nothing we don't do, but he attunes our ears. So attune means to make receptive, to make aware that he's speaking, or to accustom, you know, our voice. When we become aware and receptive of God's voice, we must obey what he tells us, whether we understand it or not. Somebody still had their fall off on mute. I mean, it's not on mute. If you know how, can you please put your phone on mute? We got some, like, little noise. You moving some things in the background. I appreciate you so much. So we must obey God's voice, whether we understand it or not. Sometimes God will tell you something. You go like, huh? What? Oh, no, I know you didn't tell me that, Lord. Oh, yeah. He will tell you some things you may not understand, but your job is to obey him. And you know how you know it's God's voice? If it's not the devil, it's God. So we got to know God's voice. So when the devil speaks, we say, get away from us, Satan. Get behind us. No, we're not going to listen to him. So he tells us whether we, you know, many things, whether we understand it or not, but we got to obey. So many of us hear God's voice and we say, something told me that. Something told me. No, it's not something. It's God. Like I said, if it's not the devil, it's God talking to us. I can remember the first time I heard God's voice. I was 16, and I was living in Ohio and getting ready to go to Bible study that night. And I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, you're going to be saved tonight. You're going to get baptized. I'm like, what? Oh, my God, I was so excited. I couldn't wait for them to pick us up and take us to church. Our pastor used to come from another city in a bus and pick us up, my niece and my nephew and me. And so I was so excited. I couldn't wait till, you know, the Bible study was over. You know, we all be in the Bible study. We get to ask questions. We get to talk about the Bible. And then at the end, every time, he always say, does anybody want to be saved? Anybody want to be saved tonight? You know, I was almost running up there. So I thank God that I heard his voice talking to me, so I could be saved. I was 16 years old. I pray I never forget that testimony. It was such an awesome experience, and that was the first time I remember hearing God's voice. So many of us hear God's voice, but here's the thing. Do we obey what he's telling us? That's the question right there. Many of us hear, but do we obey? You know, God may wake us up early in the morning. he may not even speak to you. He just may wake you up. You say, wow, I used to sleep all night. What's going on? Ask the Lord, did he wake you up? It may be 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when God needs a lot of people to pray because things are going on in the atmosphere, and he needs prayer. He needs you to pray. Cover your neighborhood. Cover your family. Cover, you know, the city, your state, the nation, whatever it is. Ask him. Say, Lord, what are you requiring of me right now? I'm wide awake. I want to hear what you got to say, Lord. So ask him. He may want you to pray for your family, your neighbor. He may want you to pray for your neighborhood, your city, your state. He may even want you to pray for Ukraine. Ask him, Lord, did you wake me up? What do you want me to pray for? And so many times he'll wake us up. I remember I used to hear a sound like something fell. I'm in the bedroom, but it was in the living room. I go in there. I didn't see nothing. What, didn't nothing fall? And I would check. I couldn't find anything. And one day I was telling one of my friends, she said, oh, sounds like God's waking you up to pray. Ask him what he wants you to pray for. So I wasn't aware of it. You know, I didn't know about those kind of things. But I thank God that he put godly people in my life to, you know, to help me to know. So he started waking me up regularly to pray. And I remember one time he would tell me to pray. He would give me these people's names. And I'm like, well, who is that, Lord? He said, don't worry about it. You just pray for them. And one time he told me, I told you all this once before. He told me, he said, I know you don't think these are real people's names that I'm giving you to pray for, but they're real people. Then he told me to get the phone book, and he gave me a lady's name to look up. I mean, our God is awesome, right? I never heard the lady in my life, but she was in the phone book when I was living in New Orleans. And he said, now call her. And I'm trying to say, Lord, it's after 9 o'clock. Like, he didn't know what time it was. He made time, right? So I said, it's after 9 o'clock. He said, call her. So I had to obey. He was teaching me how to hear his voice and how to obey his voice. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. I did what he told me. So I called the lady. She answered the phone. I told him when he was telling me, I said, Lord, I don't know what to say to the lady. I don't even know her. He said, I'm going to tell you what to say. Just say what I tell you. So, you know, obedience is very important when you're listening to God. So, you know, sometimes God may give us, you know, something to pray for, and we don't understand it. You know, you may hear his voice. You may, you know, not hear his voice. He may have an impression. Like before Hurricane Katrina, I had come to Jacksonville, Florida, and I hadn't even unpacked my suitcase. And the Lord, like, impressed upon me with something. And I said, well, Lord, what you want? Am I going to sell my house? Am I going to sell my furniture? What's going on? It was like an inner knowing or inner. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew something was about to happen. Now, that was 2 months before Hurricane Katrina. And he put that impression. So sometimes God will give you, you know, especially mothers, he'll give you a knowing. Let me pray for my child. I don't know what's going on, but let me pray for my child. They in my spirit. Let me pray for my grandchildren. You know, you just know that something needs to be done. So that's the time to pray. He may give you an idea about something. Like a lot of times he'll give me an idea and I write it down. And later on he said, okay, now that's what I want you to tell so-and-so, or that's what I want you to pray about. It may be an idea. Or he said, okay, I want you to write a book about that. I'm like, what? What am I going to write? Well, you don't have to worry because God's going to do it through you. So, you know, we may not always understand what God's saying, but just be patient. He'll give it to you. He'll give you the whole thing. So you can even keep a journal. You can keep a journal of the times when God speaks to you. You can write them down. You can write down the date that he told you. You know, different things, different times. So the person that has Matthew 13:16, would you unmute your phone and read that for me, please? Matthew 13:16.
Yes, ma'am. That's me, Lanny McBride. Matthew 13:16 says, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear."
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. You know, a lot of times we may not hear something. You know, sometimes people say, "Did you hear that?" Well, like, hear what? But God attuned their ears to hear, but you didn't hear it. You go like, "No, I didn't hear it." And they'll say, "Did you see that? Did you see what? Well, did I see what?" No, because God has attuned their eyes to hear and to their eyes to see. Many people see miracles and hear what God's saying, but they deny them. They deny the truth. Many people see miracles, and they go like, "No, God don't do miracles today." You know what? We were taught that. As I was growing up, I was taught that God don't do miracles today. But he still do miracles. I remember one time I was at someone's home, and they were praying. We were all praying. Someone was speaking the word, but during prayer time, this lady said that one of her legs was shorter than the other, and she wanted somebody to pray for her. Now, right before our eyes, God gave both of her legs, had her legs stretched to fit the other leg. They were both, one was shorter than the other, but right before our eyes, God performed a miracle. Before she left there, both of her legs, right was before our eyes, became the same length. I mean, God is so good. And the Amplified Bible says, "But blessed, spiritually aware, and favored by God are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear." But God is the one who attunes our ears to hear and our eyes to see. So we have to depend upon God to attune us. You know, a lot of times people, even your children, sometimes your children may tell you things, or your grandchildren, and you go like, "Come here. I don't see that, baby." But the children see it. Some children are born seers. They can see things in the spirit, but you may not see them. So don't tell them, no, ain't nothing. It could be. Many children see demons. Many children see angels. So don't deny what they're telling you. Say, "Okay, baby, come on, let's pray. Let's pray that God will help you through this situation or through what you're seeing." We are very blessed and very fortunate when God allow us to see and hear. And we accept it. Because a lot of people see and they hear, they deny it. "Oh, no, uh-uh. No, they told us already that we can't. Uh-uh. God don't operate like." Yes, he does. Some people see and hear, but because of lack of faith, they don't believe it. So we're going to pray that God will increase our faith to hear and see what he wants us to hear and see. So, you know, the devil can have you see some things, too, that's not real. I've heard many people say they've heard things or seen things. Came from the devil. Yes, indeed. But we're not to be afraid because we have more power than the enemy. All right, someone else has Proverbs 18:15. Would you read that, please?
Yes, Mary has it. Proverbs 18:15, "The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge, for the ears of the wise seek it out."
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much. Yep, wise women and wise men and wise women are always learning, listening for fresh insights, and they obey God. So it's important that we obey God. I'm specifically in 2022. In 2022, it's very important that you obey God all the time. Even though you may not understand it, he may tell you some things and you're like, "Lord, that couldn't be you." Yes, it is. I think I told you all before, I was doing a program at a church on the west side in Jacksonville, and it was about the youth and protection of our youth. And God told me he wanted me to get a casket. I'm like, "What?" I called my prayer partner. I said, oh, my God. I said, Lord, is that you? Why I need a casket? Is that you? He meant for me to get a casket. I had to go. I didn't have no casket. I had to call a place. He told me another woman, he wanted her to be a speaker at this program with me. And I didn't even mention to her that he told me to get a casket. She said, okay, if I come and I speak, I'm going to get a casket. Now, I didn't even tell her nothing about no casket, what God told me. So that confirmed what God told me. She said, I'll get the casket for you. But she wasn't allowed to get it, so I had to call the funeral home. But they gave us a cremation box, which represents a casket. You know, people cremated. So I thank God for that. I mean, that was one of the weirdest things I ever heard. So I had to check it out to make sure God was speaking to me about that. So it kind of frightened me at first. I'm like, what? But I'm telling you, God could tell you some things, and you go like, is that you, Father? Yes, he will tell you some weird things. You go like, you just got to obey. You may not understand, but I tell you what, at that program, people were blessed by that casket being there, by that cremation box, because we were praying against violent crimes. We were making sure that none of our children would get killed. And so that represented letting people know you got to watch your children, not only in the flesh, but you got to watch them in the spirit. You got to watch your children, your grandchildren, in the spirit. All right, our next reader, we have Psalms 37 and verse 4. Glory Dean. Glory Dean.
Unmute, huh? Okay. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart.
Amen. Amen. That's what we got to do. You know, we delight ourselves in eating a good meal, a banana split, or ice cream. We delight in those things, but we got to delight in God. You know, when you search for God with all your heart, you're going to find him. So we got to delight ourselves in God. That's what we got to do. He wants us to come closer with him. Yes, I'm going to tell you, none of us are close enough yet. All of us got to get closer to God. This is 2022. I know you see the news and what's happening. You got to get close with God so he can tell you, don't go to that grocery store today. Stay home. And you may have your grocery list written. You may have your clothes on, ready to go out the door. He'll tell you, stay home. I remember one time God told me, I had been inside for, it seemed like a whole week, and I wanted to get out. I just needed to get out. And so I'm going to disobey God, right? I'm going to pretend he didn't tell me that. I got dressed. I went downstairs. I was living in an apartment downstairs, Jacksonville. I went outside. I was getting ready to go to the door. It started raining so hard, thunder and lightning. I couldn't get out the door. I'm telling you, he meant what he said. I'm the one who was going to be disobedient. He wouldn't even let me out the door. Now, why he didn't want me to go? He was protecting me from the storm that was coming. But me? Oh, no, I'm a little hard-headed. Sister G, I'm going to go anyway. But I thank God. He stopped me. Now, he could have let me go out there. I could have been hit by lightning. I could have, you know, got the flu or something from all the rain and getting wet. He's a good God now. He is what? Our shepherd? He protects us. He's awesome. I thank God. He's awesome. All right, Matthew 6, 33. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
This is Talana, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister T. And you know what? Seek. You ever used to play that game, hide and seek? Oh, yeah. You're going to find the person you're looking for. That's how God wants us to be like little children playing hide. We're going to look for him until we find him. We're not going to give up. We're going to keep looking, keep looking. All right, somebody got something on in the background. Put your phone on mute, please. All right, so we're going to keep looking for him. We got to search for God. Seek him out. He said, seek first the kingdom of God. And guess what? He said the children are a part of the kingdom too. So we got to teach our children, our grandchildren, how to seek for God. You know, in some churches they said the morning's message, come on, we're going to seek him today. Yeah, teach your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. I remember Glory Dean and these great-great-grandsons. What's their name, Sister Glory Dean? She know their name. I can't think of their name right now. Karan, and what's the other
one? Garan and Brandon.
Yeah.
Garan and Brandon.
Thank you. She was teaching them when they were very young how to seek God.
Yeah.
She was teaching them the word of God. They were young children. They were her great-grandchildren. Now, they weren't her grand. She was teaching them. Her granddaughter used to bring Karan and the other one over to her house, and she would be teaching them the word. I always admired that when people teach their children, their grandchildren. She'll say, I'm too tired. And I, you know what? Esther, too. Esther's on here. She lives in New Orleans. She teach her grandchildren. She pray for them. I thank God for you all, grandmothers. Who teaching their grandchildren? You got to teach them the word. How they going to know? You know, some of their parents is too busy. They on the cell phone, the internet. They on whatever it is, Facebook and all that. They're not teaching them. They don't even pray for them. But we got to pray for our children's children, children's children. All right, who has Psalms 20, verse 4? Read that one for us, please. Gail, you have that one. Gail, are you there? She may have her phone on mute.
Okay, yes, I do. What is the scripture? Hello?
Psalm 20, verse 4.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am, I'm getting it. Psalm 20. Okay. I'm getting it. Come on. Oh, Lord, why I quit doing this? Oh Lord. Okay, I'm coming. Okay, Psalms 20. Okay, 20 and what?
Verse 4.
Hello. 20 and 4?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. The struggles will not blow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he what?
Okay, Sister Gail.
Yes.
That's not the right scripture. I'll read it, okay?
Oh, Proverbs. I'm sorry, God.
No.
I'm sorry, Psalm.
No.
Oh, God. Psalm 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 20 and 4. I am so sorry. Oh, God. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct.
I am so
Thank
sorry,
you
everybody.
So much. No problem,
sorry,
baby.
Everybody.
It's your first time, so we consider that. No problem. We thank you for being on. So we're asking
yes,
God to give us desires of our heart and make our plans succeed. That's what another version says. So God has great plans for all of us, according to Jeremiah 29:11. May we all have ears to hear and eyes to see what God wants us to see. So I'm going to pray for each of us now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to remove distractions so we can hear your voice clearer. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for
yes,
moving every hindrance, every blocking spirit. Put your phone on mute when I'm praying, please. We ask you to remove every hindrance, every blocking spirit from us. that we might hear what you are saying. In the name of Jesus, we may hear your voice clear, no interruptions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you to remove old mindset, things that we were taught that was wrong. In the name of Jesus, remove those. Help us, oh God, not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Help us to read the word daily, study the word, so that our minds can get renewed, our minds can get rid of all the old stuff that we were taught long time ago that was not true. In the name of Jesus, Father, remove religious thinking from us, all those religious little things that we used to do that were not of you. Remove them, those things we were taught that was wrong. Remove those kind of thinking from us in the name of Jesus. And, Father, areas where we are stuck and can't seem to move forward, Lord, remove them from us. Remove a stuck spirit. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit that's stuck, and we decree and declare we will move forward in you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remove every generational curse from our bloodline. In the name of Jesus, from our family, from us, from our children, our grandchildren, our cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, everybody, remove every generational curse. In the name of Jesus, all those curses that came through our bloodline, cut them off from us, cut them off from our family members. In the name of Jesus, and we're so grateful, Lord God, that we could call upon your mighty name. Help us to have a renewed mind daily. Renew our minds as we study your word, as we read your word. Renew our minds. Give us a mind to want to study. Give us a mind to have a desire to study your word, to read your word, to be pleasing and acceptable to you, which is our reasonable service. In the name of Jesus, Father, we agree with your plan. We love you, O Lord, our strength. We love your ways. We love your plans, for they are far better, supersede our plans. And we are grateful in Jesus' name. All right, so listen up, everybody. I'm going to ask you to share something, but just hold on. Before you share, state your name. And I want you to give a brief testimony about when you heard God's voice, something you heard God say, or something he showed you in a vision. So you're going to state your name. You give a brief testimony, about 5 sentences, so other people can have a chance to. So think about it while I'm talking. I gave some brief testimonies in my talk about, you know, how God spoke to me, how sometimes, you know, he had stuff fall in the room, or, you know, think about it. So something, maybe you heard God's voice. Make it as brief as you can and state your name. All right, we're ready. Who's ready? Who's going first?
Mary.
Okay, go ahead.
Just before Thanksgiving, last year, I was washing dishes. The Lord told me to call Betty Laird. Betty Laird lives in Lawrence, Kansas, and I live in Oklahoma. And it was sort of, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. The Lord told me to buy a turkey, and I hadn't planned on buying a turkey, but that's what he said. So I went out that day and bought a turkey. And 2 days later, I was washing dishes, and he told me to call Betty Laird. So I did. I dropped the dishes and went in and called Betty Laird at that very moment. And she answered, and we did small talk. But I told her that I had been studying a passage in the Bible, and in Luke it was the story of the woman and the well. And she said, oh, I'd never heard that story before. So I said, well, would you hold on the phone while I go through it? It's supposed to be dramatic, and this lady has been a movie star. So I asked her if she would listen to me while I practiced, and so she said, oh, sure, of course. So I repeated the passage about the woman at the well and the things that the Lord told her
at the well. And so when I finally finished the part about Jesus saying that he is the gift, and so after I finished that, she said, I want the gift. And so that day, I was able to lead her to the Lord. And she has the gift, but we have to keep praying that she continues on that way.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mary. That was an awesome testimony about hearing the God's voice. Amen. Thank you very much. Who's next? Brief testimony.
Gloria Dean.
All right, go ahead, Gloria Dean. Make it brief.
Okay. during the time I was young, I was just getting, you know, hadn't been long married. I was about 23 years old, about 23. And my husband used to work out of town. And I guess they had about two children or whatever. And that night, while I was sleeping, the voice woke me up that morning, woke me up. And the audible voice said to me, hearken, the first thing to learn is love. So I've always remembered that. Hearken. The first thing to learn is love, and I've been also studying it in the Word about love, love, love. It's so important. So love, love, love. So I thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. That was an awesome testimony. All right, who's next? Brief testimony about hearing or either seeing a vision.
Gail.
Okay, go ahead.
I used to live in, this coming from Jacksonville, Florida, I used to live in the project, and there was a guy that I lived next door to. He had cursed me, and he was not saved, and I took it as an offense, and I went in the house, and I cried, boo-hoo cried. And I heard something say, go next door to him and apologize to him. And I thought, why do I have to go and apologize to him? He cussed me. I didn't do anything to him. I was trying to witness to him, and he cussed me out. And some say, go over there and knock on his door and apologize to him. And so I begged his pardon, and when I begged his pardon, I felt the Spirit of God met me and him, and he started crying. All I did was apologize, and his spirit broke, and he said, ma'am, he hugged me and pulled me towards him, and he said, no. He said, you don't have to apologize to me. If anything, I should apologize to you. I was wrong. And I thought, what if I hadn't did what the voice told me to do, go back and knock on my neighbor's door and apologize to him. And then I asked him, was he saved or did he want to get saved? And then he said, I was thinking about it. And I led him to the Lord. And so my old pastor that I was under years ago, she had an old saying, you take a lemon and squeeze it and make a sweet lemonade out of it. So I took that lemon and I squeezed it and I made a sweet lemonade.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gail. Awesome. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you for that testimony. Who else? Testimony. Brief testimony about hearing the voice of God or seeing a vision that God. And Sister Gail, I'm going to say to you and everybody, say, God told me. Please do not call him something. That offends me. So say, God told me. Now, if it wasn't the devil talking
okay.
to you, it was God. Always say, God said to me. All right. Go ahead. Next. Who's next? Anybody else want to share a vision or something that God told you? A vision God gave you or something he told you? All right. Well, it looks like everybody, we're finished with that portion. We're going to move forward. It's homework time. Homework time. Let me see. Gloria Dean, we're going to start with you. Some people are not on right now that had homework. They couldn't be on. Something came up. So we're going to start with Gloria Dean, Proverbs 20, verses 10 through 21. Gloria Dean, go ahead and share.
Okay. Well, this verse, this is about have content to 21. It talks about divers' ways and divers' ventures. That's liars and cheaters. And God said it's an abomination to cheaters. And he also talked about, he said a lot of things that give rhythm. He wants us to see so many things that's going on. He's opening our eyes. And he said, he talked about hearing ears. He said, you give us ears and seeing eyes. So he's a both of them. So we are knowing how to use and understand with the ears and the eyes. Praise God. And also, he talked about the child, the children, the character of a child. He said, you can tell what character they have by the way they act. We have children, grandchildren. We can tell exactly what's in their heart and mind, the way they act. And they can't fool us, praise God. And also God gave this us to know. And he gave hearing, and we have eyes. And he talked about love and sleep, how we're supposed to be. He tells us so much about love. If you are, well, he tells the people that's not working and they just want to sleep. If you continue to sleep and don't get up, well, you know, you can't find a job. So therefore, you can't eat. You know, job, don't eat. Praise God. God is talking about cheaters, liars. He said also about if you have a secret you want, don't give that secret to the tail bearers or ones that you know talk a lot and better your business, because they're going to go tell somebody to bring it out in the world to know everybody and know about it. So keep your secrets to yourself and don't give it to a tail bearer. You know the tail bearers with their light. Praise God. And he talked about don't tell them, as you see. And also he talked about so much. And he said about the plans. Go ahead with your plans without the advice of others. You know, when you have plans, don't do things without asking others. We need advice. Sometimes we need advice on some of the things we have to do. We need advice. We need help. We can't. That's one thing. We all need help from somebody that knows right from wrong. So we need to take advice before we go and jump into something that we don't know about. So take advice from people. Praise God, and to know that God don't believe, as I said in the beginning, cheating. He said there's a curse in cheating. You know, you don't gain nothing in cheating, He said that also don't do evil for evil. Don't do those things like that. And he also said that try to understand, praise God. Praise the Lord and continue what I'm doing. Praise God. And also I'm trying to just say everything that God brings in my heart to talk about what we need in this chapter. And he go about as I talked about the tail bearer. And he said also, do not curse your parent, because you'll certainly be in darkness. He'll take your life. Praise God, he'll take your life. Praise God. And be careful in saying things. Don't be deceitful saying deceitful things, because it's like gravel in your mouth. Just like gravel in your mouth. Praise God. And he said also that, praise God, and cheating. He talked about cheating. And don't do evil for evil. Don't do evil for evil. That's what he says. And the Lord is directing our steps. He directs our steps. tried to understand. He wanted to understand that what happens along the way. And another thing, he said, keep wisdom. Wisdom is better than silver or gold or rubies. So therefore, we want the wisdom in acknowledging God's words. So I thank you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gloria Dean, for doing your homework. We appreciate you. Bless the Lord for you. All right. We're going to move on to Sister Mary Nichols. She had Proverbs 21, 1 through 10. Some people are not here, so go ahead, Sister Mary.
Yes. Proverbs 21, verses 1 through 10. But I was struck by verses 1, 2, and 3, and the Lord says it better than anything that I can do. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. He directs it like a water course wherever he pleases. All a man's ways seem right to him, but the Lord weighs the heart. And number three, to do what is right is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. And the rest of the verses that stood out was that the guilty people are devious, but that the innocent is upright, and the wicked man craves evil, and his neighbor gets no mercy for him.
Thank you, Sister Mary.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right. Sister Lanny.
Yeah,
Proverbs
21:20-31. Amen. I just, every verse was so significant. I tried to synopsize each one so that the thought can just be heard. If you follow after right and it's kind, you will find life, righteousness, and honor. And yeah, and you know, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But if you follow after right, I also thought about Michael 6:8 in that. A wise man can go up against and have victory over strong adversaries and pull the things that the enemy trusts in down. I thought that was significant. A wise man can go up against a strong enemy and God will give him victory and will tear down the thing that the enemy trusts in. Keeping your mouth shut keeps you out of trouble, calamity, and distress. I said, proud and arrogant mockers have no filter. They often behave with excessive pride. The desire of the lazy can kill him because he refuses to work. And the Bible says, a man don't work, he doesn't eat. A greedy man constantly prays for more, while the godly man loves to give and does not hold back in giving. When an evil man offers a sacrifice of helps, his motive is usually not pure. He is plotting to use or abuse you. I thought that was excellent. You know, when evil men volunteer to be helpers, there's usually a hidden agenda somewhere. A false witness will be cut off, but a truthful witness will be allowed to speak freely. In the court, they say objections when something doesn't quite add up. The wicked man puts up a bold front, but the godly man thinks before he acts. He considers directions and establishes with integrity. The wicked man put up a proud look and a bold front. That's all he's concerned about, how he looks and appears to people. Knowing that there is no wisdom or understanding of anyone that can stand against the Lord. We must know that there is no wisdom or understanding of anyone. And in person, place, or things that can stand against the Lord, not one. Even if your army of horses and soldiers are set and ready for battle, our Lord will always win. Victory is the Lord's. And being that we're in this, going through the things that we're going through now, this is very significant. No matter what it looks like, Our Lord always wins. Victory is the Lord. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Oh, my God. You guys did an awesome job on your homework. I appreciate each one of you. And whenever you cannot be on the day that I send the homework, would you let me know? I won't be on to do the homework. That way I can assign it to someone else and it won't just go without being done. But I thank you all because, you know, we're busy now. Mostly everybody is very, very busy. So in a busy world, we still need to take time off of God. God is, you know, he's the one who makes sure we wake up. He gives us air to breathe, oxygen. He provides everything that we need, peace of mind, you know, everything. So we have to take time and read and study the Word. So when I send you homework, if you are not able to do it, please let me know. I appreciate each one of you all. Well, I'm going to pray for you if you could put your phone on mute. Father, in the name of Jesus, I can come to you and cast all of our cares upon you. I thank you for Esther, your daughter. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing on Esther's behalf. Bless her, her children, her grandchildren. Protect her coming in, going out. Oh, God, I thank you for directing her path. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for giving her a sharp memory. I thank you, Lord God, for her journaling. Even when you speak to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you do speak to her, whether she spoke up about it or not. You speak to Esther, Lord, and I thank you for her hearing your voice even clearer. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Gail. I thank you for what you're doing in Gail's life. I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. I thank you for healing her completely, physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, in every way. I thank you for the love you have for her, the love you have for her children or grandchildren, Lord God. Continually walk with her and talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, for her husband, her two daughters, her family, Lord. Even as, Lord God, she has pops on Sunday night praying for the school board, the teachers, et cetera, Lord. Now that they're out of school, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she will continually cover them in prayer in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray much for the children. And so when different things happen, we sometimes want to question you. Well, Lord, I've been praying for them. What happened? But, Lord, you have a plan. Your plan is the ultimate. We may not understand your ways, your plan, but we accept your will. We accept your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continually keep Sister Mary Nichols informed, Lord God, with the nutrients that we need for our body. I thank you, oh God, that she is a health coach, Lord. Keep her updated on the latest, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Gloria Dean, my friend over 30-something years, Lord God. I thank you for blessing her in safety, peace, keeping her healthy and well, removing aches and pains, inflammation. We call you up and out right now out of her body. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that she is made whole. You have blessed her bread, her water, and taken sickness away from the midst of her. And we believe your report. I thank you for Sister Laney, who's a minister of music, as well as Sister Gloria Dean, minister of music, Lord. I thank you for the songs that you continually download in her. I thank you for the success every time she's called on to speak somewhere, Lord God. I thank you that you will continually speak through her. And that thing that just keeps bothering her, bugging her, and she said, Lord, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. But, Lord, I thank you that she will not lean to her own understanding, but she will trust in you in all her ways, and she will acknowledge you in all her ways, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Sister Bella. I thank you for her husband, her children, grandchildren, her mom, oh God, in the name of Jesus, her family, Father. Protect, bless, keep them healthy and well. Protect them, oh God, from seen and unseen dangers. I thank you, Lord God, for our prayer line on Tuesday mornings, oh God. I thank you for giving her the anointing that she needs to bring it to a higher level even, Lord God. I thank you for Minister Eloise. Oh God, I thank you for this mighty woman of God. You call forth apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers, oh God. So I thank you, Lord God, as she ministers your word wherever she go, as she speaks to people, whether it's at the doctor's office, at the hospital, in her neighborhood or in the grocery store, wherever she go, she will have an on-time word for them. She will minister to them in the name of Jesus, continually heal her body. Every lying symptom, we call you up and out right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she is the healed of the Lord. Bless her husband, her children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Continually walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Talana. I thank you, Lord God, that she, oh God, goes on her job daily. You are with her. You're going before her. You're going with her even as she drives the vehicle from place to place. I thank you, Lord God, that she is praying in Jacksonville, the east side, the west side, the north side, the south side. You're calling on her to pray for people, even minister to people as she go to work daily, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for our children and grandchildren. Bless them like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Tina, who came on with us. In the name of Jesus, bless Sister Tina and her family, her father, her mother. May she obey them, honor them all the days of her life. Bless her nieces, her sisters and brothers, her nieces, nephews, her family. Keep Tina healthy and well. I thank you that you said, listen to my report, believe my report above all the other reports, because my report is the report that you need to hear and you need to obey. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, for Tina, this mighty woman of God who's on the battlefield for you. I cover her with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against her shall prosper, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to make an announcement. This is an announcement for those of you who, I don't care where you live, you're invited to come to the place that God downloaded me. It's called I See You, I Can't See Me for Looking at You. In James 1:23, it says, if someone listens to God's word but doesn't do what it says, he's like a person who looks at his face in a mirror, studies his features, goes away, and forget what he looks like. So we want to look in the mirror of God's word and obey what God's word say to us. You know, not that other mirror. And, you know, we point the finger. Yeah, he did it. Did you see him? Did you see her? Did you see them? No, we don't want to point the finger. We want to look in the mirror so God will show us what needs to be done in our own lives. I know it's easy. It's easy to look at Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so or the children, you know, but we got to look inside. And when we look inside, we look in the Word of God and say, oh, Lord, forgive me for this. Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, give me the mind of Christ that I may follow you in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we're about ready to close out in a minute. I thank God for each of you. You are a blessing to me. Somebody got something on the background, music or whatever. I thank you for shutting your mouth. I appreciate it. You know, we all love each other on the Wednesday midweek Bible study family line. So we are praying for each other. Don't forget, pray for me, pray for all of us every day. And we are thanking God for the healing of baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere, and other babies. And we are thanking God that the mothers that are pregnant, their babies shall live and not die. They shall be born healthy in the name of Jesus. We call for a healthy baby. We decree and declare that no baby will be sabotaged in the womb. They shall live, they shall be born, and they shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we honor your presence today on the Bible study line. Oh, God, we thank you for Wednesday midweek Bible study. We thank you for those who came on, those who wanted to come on. We covered the other people who didn't come on, Sister Miriam. We cover her in prayer. We pray for her family, oh, God. She wanted to be on, but, Lord, other situations she's facing right now, she couldn't come on. We pray for Sister Terry, oh, God, who usually come on with us. We pray for her, oh, God, her family, her husband, children, grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, for walking with her, talking with her, being a lamp and a light to her pathway. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody want to say any brief things before we stop? Anything brief before we close out?
I enjoyed it.
My name is? Your name
My name is Sister Tina.
All right. Thank you, Sister Tina, for coming on. We appreciate you. Anybody else have anything they want to say briefly?
Yes, this is Sister Laney. I just want to thank you in advance for your continued prayers over the next few weeks. I have 3 projects coming up within the next couple of months, and it requires working with people in a unique way, and I just need you to pray for me to be consistent to hear God's voice. Thank you.
All right. Father, you heard Sister Lanny's request. She has 3, not 1, not 2, but 3. There's someone got children in the background. Would you put your phone on mute, please? 3 projects, oh God, that she is working on. But, Father, she's depending upon you to download in her the information that she needs to do the project. And, Lord, anyone working along beside her, I think that they will come together and pray. Oh, God, they will pray that the projects are going according to your will and your plan, downloading them, everything that they need to complete the project, to begin it and to continue it, and to, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just pray for Sister Lane, because you said to whom much is given, much is required. There's a lot required of her. Sometimes she feels that, stretched to the max. And somebody else will call her, and they say, can you do this? She said, well, I'm already doing this. I'm already. But, Lord, I thank you that you put much in her so she can do much. In the name of Jesus, amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Anybody else? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Lane. Anybody
else?
Oh, Sister G, I want to tell you thank you for inviting me on the radio. I didn't know what to expect, and I apologize if I didn't do it right or something. This is my first time ever experiencing something like this, and I thank you so very much.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for accepting the invitation. Sister Gail, we appreciate you. Anybody else? About ready to close out. Anybody else?
Well, this is the team. I'm glad I came on.
All right, thank you. Anybody else who didn't speak yet? State your name and anything else. All right, I love you all. God loves you even more. Look forward to talking to you all next Wednesday. God love you. I do too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jesus.